I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. Thank you so much for joining me. This is my first episode of my very own podcast, where I'll be talking to various people in the world of dance about, yes, you guessed it, dance. Kimberly Falker, who has founded the Premier Dance Network, a series of podcasts, contacted me and was like, hey, you want to start a podcast? And I said, duh. Only if we can call it The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, because it's so dumb it works. I just wanted to use this first episode as a quick little introduction and tell you a little bit about myself. I am 31 years old, yes, 31 years old, and I'm from Fairfield, Connecticut. I also grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is different from Fairfield. Google that. I am the youngest of my mother's side of children. So I have four older siblings, three older brothers, one older sister, and then my dad remarried and had two more kids, and those are my little brothers. So I have a large family, a very, divorce-heavy American dream, what have you. And, I did so many activities when I was a kid, but I was not good at any of them. So that was cool. But, one day, my mom threw me the phone book and she said, pick something, you're annoying. So I was flipping through the phone book and I found an ad for a dance studio. And it was a photo of a man with a woman over his head with one hand. It was a one-handed lift. And I said, that looks crazy. I want to be in the circus. So can I do this? So my mom called the dance studio, which is the Devalda and Sirico Dance and Music Center in Fairfield, Connecticut, holla, plug, what have you. And they were having 2 weeks of free trial classes, which was a way to get new students for the new school year. So I went in and I took 2 weeks of free classes and I was immediately obsessed. And I auditioned for a scholarship and I got one, because boys. And yeah, that was the beginning, really. And I didn't really like ballet until I was about 15 or 16. And my teachers were really, really strict about me taking ballet. If you want to move up a level, you have to take ballet, etc. But I was not terribly interested. But I'm very grateful that they made me stick with it, because eventually I actually liked ballet. Can you believe it? And I almost like it to this day. So when I was 17 years old, I auditioned for Boston Ballet summer course, and I got in and I did the summer course. And at the end, they offered me an apprentice spot with Boston Ballet too. And I don't think I actually told you what I do for a living yet, but we'll get there. So I was a ballet dancer with Boston Ballet for 10 years. I rose to the rank of principal dancer, and then I auditioned for American Ballet Theater in New York City, and I got a soloist contract, and I moved to New York, and I was promoted to principal in 2013, and here I am, living the dream, literally, living my dream. When I was a kid, if I could have said what company I dreamt of being in, it would be ABT. So I'm a very happy man. So there you have it. There's my story in a nutshell. It's pretty standard fare for a dancer, honestly. It's not terribly interesting, at least not the stuff I'm willing to share. I really hope you'll join me as I speak to my colleagues, people in wardrobe, hair and makeup, crew, people who stage the ballets, choreographers, musicians, you name it. I'm going to talk to everybody. And I'm really excited that I'll be launching this podcast directly from my dressing room at the Metropolitan Opera House during our 8-week run this spring. We open on May 9th, 2016, and it's going to be rowdy. I can't wait to get all the tea from literally everyone I know / don't know, because I feel like I'm actually going to learn a lot about people this way. And it's going to be interesting and hopefully funny, because otherwise it's boring. And that's how I feel about that. So please join me on the next episode. I will tell you a little bit more in detail what the hell I'm going to be talking about for the next 8 weeks. Feel free to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at James B. Whiteside. And my Snapchat is James Bruce White. And on Facebook, .com/James Bruce Whiteside. And my website is www.jameswhiteside.org. That's right, I'm an organization. And I look forward to speaking at you next time. Bye.